I think Coach Pettine's made it very clear how everything's going to go and how things are going to work. So, but at the same time, whenever my name's called, I need to be ready. So, but no butterflies. It means the world. And I mean, it means a lot for me, and everybody in this building treats me extremely well, and all my teammates and from top to bottom of this organization treats me incredibly well. So I'm extremely loved here. The city of Cleveland has shown me a lot of love. From the fans, from the preseason games, to just going around town and living life. So I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to be a part of this organization and be a part of this team, and hopefully we can do something special moving forward. I don't think I need any more motivation than what's already out there. I mean, I'm sure that adds a little bit of fuel to the fire, but for me, I'm already an extremely motivated person. I mean, it's football, so I mean, you throw a pigskin with laces on it, and you go against defenses that run coverages. But at the same time, Pittsburgh, you look at what they've been doing. Their defense has been doing this for a lot of years with a lot of the same guys, and they're extremely, extremely talented. So, you for me coming in, you go in and see some things that kind of like, whoa. I mean, that's something I never saw playing in the SEC, or never saw, or might have seen only a couple times. So, I mean, I think they've had a very good defense in the years past, and that's what they're known for. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at the impact he's had in, not only in this division but in this league for the past years that he's been in the league. It's been extremely impressive. I think every snap that's going on during the game, I need to be processing as well and listening into in the headset and making sure, just like I did my freshman year. I mean, just like I did when I wasn't playing, when I was at A&M watching Tannehill, trying to help him. Be another set of eyes for him on the sideline and help him as much as possible. So I'm going into this game with a mindset to help this team get better, and that's help Brian from whichever view I can, help Kyle see something that he might not have seen, help Dow up in the box and this team. That's what this is about. This isn't about me or getting in or anything like that. It's about helping this team win and get a win on Sunday. It's been good. I mean, the days I don't wake up in the morning and walk across campus to go to class and then just kind of casually go in and out of the building while I'm going to class. So, I mean, I'm here all day. Do a lot of work on your own. You do a lot of film study on your own, and it's about being a professional. I mean, they expect us. This is our job. This is what we do all day. So, just putting in the time that we need to do to make sure we're prepared for the games. As I've continued to say, as this goes on, I think every day that progresses, every week that progresses, is better for me. And I know throughout this week, I felt like I've been really dialed in with everything that's going on, and making sure. More than anything, I think it's given me a chance to sit back from behind and get a chance to really analyze things that go on and really. Get a chance to slow some things down in my head and see them as the pieces move throughout the defense and our offense, and it helps. You've seen it time and time again. I was talking with somebody earlier today. There's really been two ways that rookie quarterbacks go into it. You kind of get tossed into the fire, and you learn trial by error, and hopefully come out the other end. You kind of take some time and learn on the other hand. So, I mean, I don't think there's a science for it, but for me, I know I'm taking every day that I get, the time that I get, and trying to make the most of it. We'll be right back.